The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game won by the Edmonton Oilers by the score of 3-0 in front of a crowd of 17,435 fans. In the first period, the San Jose Sharks got off to a great start, but Stuart Skinner was equal to the task, and Edmonton would wind up scoring on the very first shot on goal that they took in the game, 8:20 into the first period. On the point, the Sharks zone, Emberson the shot, score! Ty Emberson taking a shot through a screen. That was a laser of a wrist shot as San Jose tried to clear it, but the former Shark coming through with his second goal of the season, both against San Jose, and it's 1-0 Oilers at 8:20 of the first period. As it turned out, when it came up the boards, Jeff Skinner got a piece of the puck, got it to Connor McDavid, and McDavid fed it back to Emberson for that quick shot. So Emberson gets his second goal of the year, both against San Jose, his old team. McDavid getting to the 100-point mark for a fifth consecutive season and for an eighth time in his NHL career. Jeff Skinner, who's headed to the playoffs for the first time ever in his long career, got the other assist, and it was 1-0 Oilers, and that was the score at the end of one. In the second period, the Sharks had a really good chance to tie it up, but Stuart Skinner would be equal to the task against Tyler Toffoli. Smith to Celebrini, reaches behind, grabs the puck, moves down the right, throws it across the line. Smith over to Toffoli, fires one, a great glove save by Stuart Skinner, and some masterful work by Celebrini and Smith to get Toffoli that puck. We saw some of that magic all season long, and it's good to see it developing. Both Celebrini and Smith stepping forward as the season went on, and a lot of that due to the fact that the old veteran Tyler Toffoli, the 30-goal scorer, was there. He came close on that one.
Yeah, he did. He's been we talk about his leadership, and he had a great shot there off the kids making some great plays.
That was about 4.5 into the second period. That was a big save made by Skinner to keep the score 1-0 Oilers. And then Edmonton would get a second goal at the 10:17 mark. And now it's Emberson keeping it under the right boards, fed to the slot, score! Max Jones got the pass. Emberson kept it in, and Henrik one-timed it to Jones. And the Anaheim Duck former first-round pick put it up top. No chance for Georgiev. And it is 2-0 Oilers. Not much the Sharks goaltender could do about that one. Max Jones's first from Henrik and Emberson. And so it was 2-0 Oilers as the second period came close to being over. But the Sharks, again, did not stop working. What was unfortunate was they ran out of clock time as Will Smith and what would turn out to be Jan Ruda in front looked like they had put it in. Celebrini out there. He's hustling for the puck. He protects it. He feeds it behind the net. Now 4 seconds to go in the period. Can he get a shot to the goal? Doesn't look like he's going to do it. He feeds it in front. Smith, the shot, score! Will Smith put that top corner, but they're saying no goal. It looked as if time had elapsed. Will Smith went perfectly top corner, but they will review this to see if it did go across the goal line before time expired. My view of it is that it did not. And it did not. It was deflected by Jan Ruda on the way in, but what a laser of a shot. Will Smith showing that again. And it would turn out to be the closest that the Sharks would get in that second period other than the Tyler Toffoli chance earlier. So, 2-0 Edmonton at the end of two. In the third, it was time for Beaumont, Alberta native Noah Gregor with a chance to get the Sharks on the board. Here comes Emberson for Edmonton across the San Jose line. Connor Brown gets the drop. Checked by Grundstrom. That causes a turnover. Barkley Goodrow skates out. Lead pass on the right. Here comes Gregor. Moving in. Shoots off the goalpost for Noah Gregor. How sweet that would have been to score against his hometown team. Unfortunately for Noah, it didn't go, and it stayed 2-0, and then it came down to the final minutes. Goaltender Alexander Georgiev, who had had a solid game to that point, was pulled for the extra attacker to see if the Sharks should muster up some offense, but unfortunately, it would be Corey Perry's opportunity to put into the empty goal. Kapanen clears to center. It's Corey Perry. Empty net. Score! Corey Perry finishes it off, making it 3-0 Oilers with an empty netter with 2:37 to play. And that was all she wrote. How about Corey Perry in the course of his career? 30 career goals now against the San Jose Sharks in 79 games. That is the active leader in goals against the San Jose Sharks. And, of course, most of those were scored when he played all those 14 years for the Anaheim Ducks. And Corey Perry finishing the Sharks off there, assisted by Kasperi Kapanen at 17:23.
Yeah, he was always a big performer here, and I remember some great battles against him and playoffs and everything else, and a big performer here for Anaheim.
Shutout goaltending, as it turned out, for Stuart Skinner, who looks like he's ready for the playoffs. Didn't face a ton of action, but made some really good stops. That one on Toffoli, a beauty. And, of course, Gregor beating him, but hitting the post. The shots on goal for the game were 28 for the Oilers and 18 for the Sharks. Stuart Skinner, with his 98th career victory in his 174th career game, also picked up his 7th career shutout, 3rd this season. And the final score was the Edmonton Oilers 3 and the San Jose Sharks 0. Couple of honorable notes from the Sharks side of things. Jan Ruda, a really strong game on defense, played 26 minutes and 15 seconds after missing the last game with an injury. He made chances. He got a stick in the way. He did good things tonight, and it was good to see that. And also, Alexander Georgiev ended up facing a total of 27 shots and stopping 25. I don't think he had much chance on that second one, but I'll tell you what, he finished up with 2 solid games, 1 in Vancouver and 1 tonight.
Yeah, no, good job by him. He made some, big saves here tonight, and, a good finish for him.
Once again, the final score, the Edmonton Oilers 3, the San Jose Sharks 0. The Sharks season ends with 20 wins, 50 losses, and 12 OTs, 52 points on the year. And the Edmonton Oilers finish in third place in the Pacific Division with 48 victories, 29 L's, and 5 OTs. They have 101 points. They will play the Los Angeles Kings, starting in Los Angeles, for round-plum play in the Pacific Division, while the Sharks season comes to an end out of the playoffs for 6 consecutive years, but still with lots of light at the end of the tunnel with the emergence of Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, William Eklund, Luca Cagnoni, and so many other players under the age of 25. That's our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.